I call it helicoptering, like just hanging above.
Yeah.
Ooh, just hanging above, helicoptering around, and then all of a sudden, oh, I'll land on a blowjob. You know, like I'll land on a 2 a.m. meetup.
This is so fucked up.
Welcome back to another episode of Girls Gotta Eat Podcast.
Welcome back. We are here at Mouth Media Network, powered by Sennheiser.
Our cute little studio.
How are we going to mix up our... We're like, yeah, we're super excited about today's episode. We really are, though. This is a big get for us. We really are excited about it. We are going to keep the intro super short because we want to get into it. He's a big talker.
Well, that's okay. All Jews are. Is he a Jew?
What?
He's a Jew.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll ask him. I'm pretty sure he's in jail. Anyways, we're really excited, and he has a lot to say, yes, so we're going to keep this a little short. I just want to maybe catch up on your life for a minute, but before we do this, you are a reminder, guys, to subscribe to this podcast. Keep putting us in your Instagram stories. Tell your friends that is your job. I would like to put a call out. When you go to a work meeting today, start the agenda with everybody in this room should be listening to Girls Gotta Eat Podcast.
And promptly get fired if you work in a conservative place.
Okay, and this episode is brought to you by BetterHelp Therapy Online. For 10% off your first month, go to betterhelp.com/GG. So you know if you listen to the show that we are such fans of therapy and anything that can really improve your mental health and get you to a better place where you are loving and enjoying your life more and spending the time the way you want to. A lot of people spend their lives wishing they had more time, but the question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. So therapy can really help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. It's so helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries, empowering you to be the best version of yourself. Therapy isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma, et cetera. It helps you with your relationships, whether romantic, friendships, family, all the things. So we really cannot recommend it enough. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You can just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and then switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. So again, check out BetterHelp, see if it works for you. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/GGE today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/GGE.
Okay, I want to catch everybody up on a couple of things. We talked about your dating life a lot last week, and I want to catch everybody up on all of it. So we met those guys at dinner at Ozatar, and that guy put his first and last name, neighborhood, and where we met, and not his phone number.
Right.
We asked you guys to just let us know what you think. The consensus is that not that it was a diss, but that he was just too stupid.
He's blinded by how much he was in love with me. It's so funny because now every time I walk by the restaurant, I'm like, what if we see them? It's so awkward. And they're like, we heard the podcast.
Oh my God. I totally forgot about this. So yesterday I had some dental work done. Yeah. They numbed all of my mouth so I couldn't move my face. Like, I mean, Ashley saw me. It was crazy.
Yeah.
And I had to walk from the West Village, my dentist office, to Ashley's apartment in the East Village. And I was like, oh my God, like, what if I see these guys? Like, what if I run into these guys on the street?
It is crazy. Like, when you live in the East Village is just like a small neighborhood. I run into people all the time that live in the neighborhood. You could have just run into them.
It's a minefield. I couldn't close my mouth, and I couldn't even swallow without drooling.
You didn't even know
drooling.
If your mouth was open.
I had no idea. I had to, every few blocks, like, physically take my hand and shut my jaw.
Shut your mouth.
And also, like, wipe my face. I drool all over my face. Guys, I'm really sexy.
They're like, hey, there's that girl from last week with the podcast. You're like, what?
Try to, like, tell this guy off for not putting his phone number in Ashley's phone, and I can't even form words.
Like, drooling all over yourself.
It was so bad.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, so. No update there, but you guys think he's just an idiot, and we concur.
So you did have a date with somebody, though, and you scheduled a second date. Did you go on the second date?
What do you think? You already know the answer. No, I'm the worst person. I'm such a date canceller. I just don't feel like it.
Listen, here's my view on these online date type of things. Is like, in the grand scheme of everybody's life, it's like work, family, friends, alone time, gotta go to the gym, gotta keep up with my hobbies. Like, so far down on that list is like going out for drinks with a stranger that you don't know. Yeah. And so like, it's going to be the last priority. And I applaud anybody that can like work this system, because it is work.
I mean, and again, like, I don't know. Like I told you guys before, this was going to be the first time I'd ever gone on a second date with somebody from a dating app, and didn't happen. So I'm just, you know, I don't want to mess that streak up. I'm just the one day girl. I don't know.
A few weeks ago, I told you guys that I liked a guy, and we shut that down too. So we're back to square one.
We're back to square one. Oh, fuck that. Okay. Well, yeah.
I want to introduce you guys to a guy that I do like as a person, not romantically, but we are so excited this week that we have an awesome comedian in the studio with us. He has his own podcast, Plural, as well. Yes. So welcome to the show, Jared Fried.
Great to be here again. I have to let the listeners know we tried once and the sound was off, so we are repeating, which was one of my best podcasts ever. So if you want... If you're not, you know, if this goes just okay, just remember, the best podcast that was ever taped was lost in the mail. Fuck. And you can follow me on Instagram at Jared Fried, where I'll be posting all fun stuff that would have made it, but
Oh my God! How to slam us right at the beginning?
No, I just want to let people know, like, these things happen. I've been taping podcasts for a long time. Sometimes you lose an episode or two through the cracks, and it happens. So we're here to talk dating and relationships, and to let people know how to live their lives.
So I want to start off. So talk about. First, introduce yourself. How old are you? Where are you from?
I'm from outside of Boston. I'm 33. I'm a comedian, and I have a podcast called The You Up Podcast. That's every Wednesday afternoon. And then I've had a podcast for like 5 years called The J Train Podcast, where we've always just taken emails from listeners, give them advice. And I know you guys have listened to The You Up. That's kind of where people have started to know me from now. Which is cool, and I'm happy people are enjoying that. But
guys, it's so funny.
And it is with one of the creators of Betches.
Yeah, we do it at Betches, and those girls have been amazing to me. They've been like an amazing partner throughout doing comedy, and now they'd been guests on my podcast, and they were like, hey, we want to do a dating relationship podcast where it's the guy and girl perspective. And listen, I'm not an expert. I don't think anyone that has a podcast about dating relationships should call themselves an expert. I'm just the guy you dated, the guy, your brother, the guy you dumped, the guy who dumped you, the guy you meet on Tinder, Bumbles, Instagram, Hinge, wherever guy you're dating, we're all probably in the center part of the bell curve of the graph, and I kind of speak for a lot of those guys. So
what you had to say, and that's why that's how I found Jared, is we were on the same podcast at different times, and I listened to his, and I was like, this guy is great.
Thank you.
And also, let's not forget, Jared is the inventor of the U Up text.
This is what I've told people.
Twitter bio says what? Inventor of the U Up text.
It's been that bio for like probably 6 years.
Wait, I feel like you changed your Instagram bio recently. I used to think it was so funny.
It was fatter and skinnier in real life. I get people that come up to me from everyone wants to tell you what you look like, and it's always insulting. It's never, you look great. And people can't stop themselves. People can't shut the fuck up. I went to a wedding, and this guy just came up to me. He's like, oh, yeah, so you're like a comedian, huh? And I was like, I guess. And that's how we started. I don't even know this guy. And he's like, you're like a, you know, fatter version of your brother. My brother's like right next to me. I was like, oh, thanks. Well, it's nice talking to you. And then like some people like, cause I'm like average, you know, like I'm whatever. Like there's like, you know, some people were like, well, what are you talking about? That's, you know, I'm this or I'm that. And it's like, I don't know. Just stop telling people who they look like. Why do we have to tell? I know who I look like.
Right. Nobody's ever like, you know who you look like is Giselle.
Yeah.
No,
if you did, you would know it.
I got to an Uber. Like, I got to an Uber going to a very fancy event. I looked the best I'm going to look.
Sure.
And the Uber driver was like, oh, you really like Barbara Streisand. I was like, what the fuck?
like an old yeah, Jew.
Like, I know my like nose is on the larger side. Like, I don't need. I was upset.
Well, there is these things where you can tell if someone's anti-Semitic just by the person they compare you to. Because like I get sometimes I'll get Joey from Friends, and I'm like, okay, I get it. Softer features. I'm okay with that. Then I'll get Jason Biggs, and I'm like, oh, you just think Jew McJewstein.
Yeah.
You saw my face. You're like, Jew face. I've had a lifetime of, you know what you look like? And I'm like, just don't. Let me live in whatever reality I live in, you know?
I want to strive to be so famous that, like, people don't tell me that, like, I look like other people. I want them to go to other people and be like, you know who you look like is that famous podcast girl, Raina Greenberg. So you have this podcast, you have two podcasts, you talk about dating. Are girls, like, constantly sliding into your DMs?
I get a lot of DMs. I think girls don't deal well with, they're not used to asking. Like, I think, like, now we're in this whole new world of, like, you know, girls can, like, talk to guys, you know, ask guys out, which I think is fine. But I don't think they're, like, they don't think of it. Guys are, like, we've been asking girls out and trying for girls our whole lives. So we've been turned down, like, so many times. So, like, okay. You know, like, the idea that, like, I think a girl thinks a lot of times I'll get a lot of girls that will DM me and be like, because they asked, it's just over. You know, like, they'll say it in a different way. Like, we should do drinks. And I'm like, Your Instagram is private. So what the fuck do I do now? Like, that doesn't offer me the same ability you had to look me up. You got my whole public Instagram. You could listen to hours of podcasts. You're like, I think we'd be great together. And then I get to see, I have to take out a microscope to see what the fuck you look like.
She in can that write your corner. Autobiography, and then, but like, you don't know anything about her.
Yeah, and right? It's like, and that's okay. I understand. But then if you're going to DM someone, give them the opportunity to see you in the way that you've seen them.
Yes.
And I think a lot of times, and because here's the alternative. I see your thing going, hey, we should get drinks. And then I follow you. Then I go, ugh. And then I go, no thanks. What, you were putting me in the position to be the biggest asshole in the world. And sometimes I think girls want a guy to be the biggest asshole in the world. Like, especially when you end a relationship, you get a lot of, like, if you're just like, hey, I don't think we're the match. And then she'll be like, why? And you'll be like, well, I just don't think that, like, you and I are going to, like, go further than we are right now. Why? You don't think I'm good looking enough? You're going to go fuck other girls? And you're like, well, eventually I'm going to fuck other girls. And it's like, then she'll go to brunch and it's like, can you believe he said he wants to fuck other girls? And you're like, yeah, okay, I guess. Like, I just think a lot of relationships, you know, 99% of the time, relationships end for no reason at all. It's just not the match. And I think that's the hardest ones to leave from. Those are the hardest ones. If someone just, we would all rather walking in on someone fucking someone else than, hey, I'm just not feeling it.
Totally,
because
I would.
Because you walk in on someone fucking someone else, you're like, okay, I get it. I'm out.
I know there's a reason.
Like, everyone, the whole community
right.
is going to be, oh, come over to my house for dinner. You'll do a Shiva call for like 2 weeks. You'll sit there. The whole place will make you dinner. You get drinks. No one, you're not paying for shit for a month. Can you believe? Oh, can you believe Ashley's boyfriend was fucking another girl as she walked in with a dinner that she made for him? And everyone's like, oh my God, we got to take care of her. And now you get nuzzled in the breasts of your whole community. And that's the thing. Like, for guys, that doesn't, like, that's not a reality. Like, we don't, like if you come to your friends and you're like, he just said it wasn't, he never saw us getting married and it just wasn't the match. They go, oh, okay, well, enjoy Hinge.
You know, like, right. Like, what am, the I, apps, what am I going to talk out. To my friends about if guys don't just repeatedly, like, do me so wrong, right?
Well, this is the thing. Like, a lot of times, especially with, like, girls getting turned down or getting dumped, they want the most dramatic of dumping, the most dramatic of turning down. And I make this girl specific, and I don't mean to, like, put this on one gender, but it's because, you know, I don't even think they're realizing they're doing it. I don't think they realize that, like, hey, my account's private. I just messaged this guy that we should get drinks, and I'm looking at the miniature, you know, the fucking guess who board to see what this fucking chick looks like, to see if she's my type.
Right. All right, so the moral of your story is, if you're going to message a person,
Jared Freed on Instagram, and make sure you're not private. We have to stop giving people the benefit of being in the tail parts of the bell curve. Okay. And I talk about the bell curve a lot because I know it's sad, but we're all 10% away from each other.
Right.
We're all very much alike. The guy that didn't text you back isn't busy. He's just like you. He looked at his phone 500 times a day.
Right.
The person that, oh, he's so busy. Uh-uh. He's not busy. He works. He's just gonna, oh, he's getting his CFA. Who gives a fuck? Everyone's got shit to do. Everyone's busy until they don't want to be busy.
Exactly.
Some girl emailed me. She was like, I've been texting this guy a month and we still haven't gotten together. And I'm like, a month? A month? You haven't, like, as a guy, I can't see a month. I can't see me turning down the possibility of a blowjob for a month.
Well, okay, you're perfectly segueing the first thing we want to talk about.
I have two podcasts. I know how to do that.
He's a pro. So we want to talk about, this is our main topic. We get questions about this all the time. We discuss it all the time in the podcast as well since episode one. Why do you guys just want to pen pal you to death, text you for a month? Like, Raina has guys sending her fucking pictures of their food and pictures of their dogs.
Gym
and
it's selfies. Like
they won't ask you out.
Texting is the most beneficial way to build trust without having to do any effort. It's building trust without effort is texting. So you can text a day after day after day, and then you build up, it's like I know this person, but you haven't met in person once.
Right.
And what guys are trying to do is build up enough leeway with you where it feels like you've known this person a long time, that meeting up with them late night isn't the weirdest thing in the world.
Right, because so, I know you.
I know this guy.
So
I know where he lunch last week.
Right.
Yeah, I know his dog. He sends pictures. Oh, I know what his apartment looks like. Yeah, bitch, but you haven't met once. You haven't even fucking smelled the dude. And he wants you to suck his dick late at night. And I'm not saying people who fall into this trap are abnormal. They're just, I said, we're 10% away from each other, okay? We're not that different. So I understand. I empathize with the person that's like, because I have a lot of people in my life that I feel I know better than I actually do because we've texted so much. Because, right. They respond to every one of my Instagram stories. Mm-hmm. They respond with, I love that dress you wore on the Instagram story. I love, you got a good tan. You're looking good. You get to a point with these people where it's like, you know, guys just want to meet up with you without the commitment, the built-in commitment of a date. So when we get to the point of like we're texting for a month, why do they hover? I call it helicoptering, like just hanging above.
Yeah.
Ooh, just hanging above, helicoptering around, and then all of a sudden, I'll land on a blowjob. You know, like I'll land on a 2 a.m. meetup.
This is so fucked up, but it's so accurate.
It's true.
Wait, so can I ask a question? So are men and women at all times just locked in this power struggle of like,
no.
I'm going to make him like me by withholding sex and I'm going to make her have sex with me by creating this false sense of security?
People have to own what they want more. People have to own who they are and what they want. And I think we're getting to that point. I think we're moving towards that just because, like, women are becoming less judgmental of each other, you know, with sex stuff. And, hey, I had a one-night stand, and girls don't look at her like, put on the Scarlet A. Like, girls are like, cool, I had a one-night stand, too. My doorman judges me, too. Like, we're all coming towards, and guys have to be more honest with what they want and not worry and understand they're not that great. If you go away, she's going to be fine. Darwinism. We're all going to survive.
Right.
Like, every guy thinks that, you know, there's an ego to it. Like, I got to let this girl think that I want to be in a relationship so I don't crush her by I just want to fuck. And, you know, some people are up for that game. They're like, hey, I'm in for it too. Let's get physical. Let's have a fun time. Let's see where this goes. And I think also, like, owning what you want is just so important to that. Like, hey, I'm texting you because I want to go on a date. And then saying to the person, when can we go out? And if he says, next week I'm busy, next week I'm busy, next week, that's a guy who doesn't want to go out with you.
Right.
And that's okay. Move on. There's a lot of people out there. Well, there's, you know.
I think, like, the thing that Raina and I always talk about is, like, we just don't. Girls, at least us and a lot of girls that we know, we just don't want to put that kind of time into texting. Like, girls are like, I want to go out with you and see if we vibe and then maybe potentially date. And guys are over here like, are they texting a bunch of girls? Like, is this?
Yes, they are. They're texting a bunch of girls, but they're also like, a lot of times when the text hovering happens, I always like, if you want to fuck, like if you want to go out and hit, you know, hit something up, like have a good time. The apps, the best time I've always had is when it happens right away. Like, when it's like, hey, I'm out right now with a couple friends, come meet up, we're going to be hanging out. That's mm-hmm. low stakes. I'm with a friend, you're with a friend, mm-hmm. come on out, we're going to be partying, we're having shots and drinking.
Mm-hmm.
You're in your 20s, why not?
Right.
But when it gets to the point of the texting and the hovering, it's the problem with these dating apps is you don't know what people are there for. Everyone doesn't know, like, what's the, everyone's like, oh, that's a hookup app. That's not, we don't know. You don't know what people are on there for, right. Like mm-hmm. what they're actually, and a lot of times people don't know what they're looking for. They can meet the right person and be like, this is it. This is the, I've achieved the goal. But if you go into these dates and you're like, and if you're on these apps and you start texting and then it becomes, oh shit, we've been messaging on this app. I have to either ask on a date or stop talking to this person. Mm-hmm. You do get to a point. Sunday night, you re-download the app because you're a sad, pathetic person. You re-download the app. You're like, okay, I'm going to go on here. I'm in my sweats. Keep swiping. You find someone. You start talking. Monday, you're talking. Tuesday, you're talking. He's like, fuck, I got to make a decision. I got to ask her on a date. Or what are we doing? But then you're on a date. And the date, to a lot of guys, it feels like first date, second date, third date, fuck. Mm-hmm. And now you're stuck in this like, okay, now I got to break up with this person. So a lot of these guys are choosing.
Or date her. I don't know.
Or date her. But also, if you're a guy not looking to be in a relationship.
Right, exactly.
That's why these guys that aren't looking to be in a relationship, they end up hovering.
Right.
Because they're like, hey, well, why don't I just keep texting until we're both as convenient to one another as possible, that meeting up at 11 at a bar that I have no other options, but I got this girl on the line for texting, might meet up and we'll have a little fun because the trust has already been built up.
Oh, and there's nothing, to me, like, I think about this, and there's nothing wrong with it. Like, there's nothing wrong. Like, you don't owe somebody anything just because you're texting on an app. You don't owe them dinner.
Well, isn't that the whole point? Like, isn't that the whole point?
And but there's nothing wrong with it until you're doing it for so long that it's like, dude, we know what you're doing.
But then it's up to the girl to not do it.
And then it's up to the girl. It's a two-way street. Girls could be like, hey, you know, a lot of girls are worried about being too much. The idea of girls calling themselves crazy has saved men for centuries. You know, I don't want to be too much. I don't want to be crazy. Well, to say to someone that you've been texting me for a week, hey, what's your plan this week? I'm around Friday. Let me know your plan. Isn't crazy. That's not a lot. And if it's a lot for someone, that's not your someone.
Well, that's the perfect move, I think, is like to shut this down. Because I run into this a lot, this like pen palling thing. And I think to shut it down, you don't have to be like, are you ever going to ask me out? You just say,
hey, I'm free
on Tuesday night if you want to do something. And if the person like keeps doing this, then like walk away from it. He's like, a month is crazy.
You give people one chance. I think, especially because no one owes us anything. Just because you match doesn't mean you're owed a date, whatever. Just because you talk on an app doesn't mean that it's going to move towards a date. But, you know, hey, let's do something next week. Oh, it doesn't work out. Let me know about the week after. I'm free Wednesday. And then there's your second chance.
Your answer.
But then if they do it, then you go. And if they don't, okay, fine. But I think there's self-responsibility. And also, like, I don't think there's a struggle as much as, like, you have to own the things you like and have a standard. And that's easy for me to say, than to do. But there are moments where you're going, hey, like, I have people that email me all the time, and I read the emails, and they've answered their own question.
Right.
You know, sometimes just writing out, hey, I've been seeing this guy. Write an email to yourself. I've been seeing this guy. This happened. And then you see the things that you've written out are all things you don't like. So you don't like this guy. Just because they're responding to you doesn't mean they're the right person.
So I want to say two things to you. I had a situation which we'll talk about, but I told Ash about it, and she goes, Raina, can you fucking imagine if one of our listeners told us that a guy was treating them like that? You would be like, fuck this guy.
That was coming out of my mouth too.
But texting to me is like the lowest form of commitment in the world. And we have to like get out of our minds that like just because I text with this person all day long, I know what they had for breakfast, what they did at the gym, and where they walked their dog. You don't know this person. So don't like misinterpret text messaging as like any kind of connection with a person.
Also, not responding is so powerful. Like if you just write back, if someone's texting you all day and you feel like you're getting like hovered over, like you get the helicopter guy, you just don't respond for a day and wait until he asks what's been going on, where you been. Because he will ask.
Oh, for sure.
And then you just say, busy with work. I'm free next Tuesday. Let me know if you want to get together.
Right. Yeah.
And then that's now you've changed. You've taken a hard right. Like, you don't have to live in the reality that's been created.
When you kind of take the power back a little bit. And I think, you know, I've been dating for a long time. I'm in my 30s. Like, I'm kind of at the point, like, my tolerance for bullshit is so low. And, like, you guys are pretty predictable. That's why we tell girls, like, what to do. That's exactly what we would say. It's like, don't text him back. Give it, like, 24 hours. See what happens. His whole tone will change.
Yeah. And it's also, like, you know, it's okay to want a one-night stand, too. Like, you know, like, these are all okay things to want.
Oh, yeah.
The fact is, just know that guys are built on ego, and we never think that you want a one-night stand.
Right.
We always think you want a relationship. We just always do. Because we're great, because my mom said I'm handsome. You know, so now I think I'm the best in the world.
Okay, thank you to Helix for supporting Girls Gotta Eat. Go to helixsleep.com/GGE, take their 2-minute sleep quiz, and they'll match you to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. Use code HELIXPARTNER20 and you'll get 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows. You guys know how obsessed we are with Helix. Both of us have multiple Helix mattresses. It's all we sleep on. I have made sure that my parents have one, my brother has one, my boyfriend has one. I just refuse to go anywhere and not sleep on a Helix mattress. That is how obsessed we are. The Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Luxe Collection, which we love. We have the Luxe Collection mattresses, the newly released Helix Elite Collection, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, and even a mattress made just for kids. So for everyone in the family, and you're just going to take their quiz, which is really fun, and then they will give you your personalized mattress recommendation. It's going to be shipped straight to your door free of charge. You can try it out for 100 nights to make sure you love it, and then there's a 10 to 15 year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. We know everybody sleeps differently. You might sleep on your back, your side, roll around all night on your stomach, or you might want a soft, medium, or firm mattress. We are all so different. So that is why they offer really something for everyone. And so you're just going to order what works best for you, come straight to your door. You can sleep on it that night. You're going to love it. It will change your life. You'll get the best sleep of your life, and you can thank us later. So Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/GGE and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
It's hard to look at a situation and self-evaluate. Like, I was in a situation recently, like, I spend all day giving other people advice about what to do in their lives. It's so easy to look at other people's situations. And, like, I had this situation that now is so clear to me that, like, I was dealing with this for weeks. Like, well, it's clear to us,
especially after talking to Jared around one. But we've touched a little bit on the texting that you dealt with this guy. But, like, the crazy thing with that guy is that he kept, like, quote unquote, trying to make plans with Raina that, like, weren't realistic. Like, give an example.
I'll just tell you what happened with this guy. So I met this guy, I really like him, super smart and funny and nerdy. And I just thought, like, I mean, you can't just assume somebody wants to date you, but I thought, like, we could hang out. We vibe banter, really well. Good connection. Good banter.
Let's go out is really what you want.
Let's go have a drink. Let's see if we have a good time.
Let's see if it happens.
Over the course of, like, a few weeks, he asked me out 5 times over, we'll say, 2 weeks. And every single time was, like, some last minute, like, hey, if you're free, come to this. And then one of the times he asked me to come meet him at 3 o'clock on a Tuesday. Like, who can just drop everything at 3 o'clock
on a
Tuesday?
To get ready.
I started to get ready. And by the time I got out of
the... Who can do this?
Me. Yeah. Well, I don't have a job, so I'm different. But yeah. He's like, hey, you want to come meet me? I'm, like, working at this place, whatever. I'm like, great, I'll meet you in 2 hours. I just got back from working out. I work out once a year, so it takes me a while to get ready after. And by the time I got out of the shower, he, like, had matriculated other plans. He was like, I said I'll come there at 5, and he was like, yeah, I just had a meeting come up at 6. Like, I agreed to go do this, and he was like, yeah, something else. Who just poof and has,
like,
a meeting at 6
o'clock?
What the fuck
is that? Seriously, though.
Yeah, he's just, you know, he wants to look like he's giving effort. Like, all this is to look like the effort of non-effort. Like, he thinks that if you guys get together for a date, then now there's this, like, small print on the contract that, like, we've gone on a date, so that means we got to go on second date. That means now I'm in the you know, the line of things, how they go. And that's just what he thinks. He thinks it's going to be, and for him, now, you know, a month from now, you'd be like, well, we've been, at least he can always go, well, I tried. Look at, I tried to make the date.
So you guessed it. After he canceled on me that day, the next day he starts responding to me on both of my Instagram accounts. Okay. He's like DMing me to my,
like,
stories.
Deep helicoptering.
Deep helicoptering.
Just
deep, like, helicoptering. Mm, and I just shut it down. I was like, look, I don't like what you did yesterday. I thought it was really weird and rude. And I'm not going to do this thing where you, like, respond to all my stories. So let's just, no hard feelings. Let's just end this.
Sure.
And he texted me right away. I'm so sorry. I keep trying to see you. Yeah. It's like,
well, this is the thing. Guys are obsessed with being a good guy.
Right.
With, like, being known as a good guy. And I mean, we want to wrap things up with people. We want people to look at us in good terms. So for him, he wants to look at you and go, we've tried to go out. I've tried to make plans. They just don't work out. And in the, right. you know, as you get farther away, it's like that gaslighting thing.
Oh, God, yeah.
That's kind of what he's doing. He's right. being like, well, I did try to make a plan, but then he suddenly leaves out that he's canceled every single plan.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, this is what he's doing. He's trying to look at a court, you know, of our peers, a jury of our peers, and go, but I went and tried to make plans 4 different times, and she couldn't go to the one plan. He'll probably make plans when he knows you can't come.
Exactly.
Yeah, you make plans when he knows you can't come or play. You know, that's why he does a 3:30 thing. He's like, she'll never be able to come to this.
Well, he knew. So what? He knew
she started to get ready and he like panicked.
Hey, he's like, oh my God, she's actually going to come to this fucking church bake-off at 3:30 in Harlem. How'd that happen? I never thought she'd go for that.
Well, and you had a great point before on the lost audio of like guys just want to keep the ball in the air. Like,
yeah, keep it going. You just want... I call it the hookup alley-oop, and this is something that I've been talking about for a long time. The hookup alley-oop, and guys do it when they're in relationships a lot, but, like, all they're trying to do, an alley-oop in basketball, for anyone who doesn't follow basketball, is you have the ball, and you throw up a lob, and then your teammate slam dunks the ball.
Okay.
Okay? The hookup alley-oop is you lob the ball to your future self to slam down for a blowjob.
So my question to you is...
So wait, a lot of guys do this when they're in a relationship. They'll go... They'll keep... Like, if a girl DMs them, hey, what's going on? Would you want to get drinks? Hey, sorry, I can't. They didn't say, hey, I have a girlfriend. Right. They say, hey, sorry, I can't tonight. Maybe next week. Maybe in 2 weeks. Maybe in 3 weeks. Now he's putting off this hookup to slam dunk while... What he's basically lobbing relationship him is lobbing single him in the future a blowjob. And that's the hookup alley-oop. So, like, this guy is hookup alley-ooping himself. He keeps creating plans and canceling them or knows that you can't make the plans so that in the future, at some point, he can cash you in.
You know that I actually just realized, I just had this epiphany. He asked me to hang out another time when he knew I had to record in the morning.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm having like a bunch of friends over tonight. Do you want to come over? Mm-hmm. And I was like, he knew that I wouldn't be able to because I had to prep for the podcast. Yeah. I can't be hungover in the morning.
And that's him. Like, he knows that it looks good to make a plan. Guys know that, like, women really value a guy who makes a plan.
Okay.
And that's hot to them. So, hey, I'll keep making plans that don't exist. And I'm like this worthwhile guy that, like, and then when the plans do happen, it's going to be on his most convenient terms.
Oh, that was the thing. He was always wanting her to go to him.
Yeah, come to me. Right. Oh, yeah, I've already, like, been at this bar for 2 hours. There's no other options. You're someone that I'll get with. Come to this bar that I'm at. Then now all the chicks, you walk in, it's just a dude factory. You're like, oh, why did I come here? It's because I needed a woman.
Right.
So, but like, what is the end? Like, eventually, like, I would think you'd want to try to get the blowjob. So,
well,
like,
yeah, but like,
what's
guys,
the end game
guys,
here?
The thing right now with dating is it's easier than it's ever been to find someone. It's also harder than it's ever been to keep someone.
Yeah.
So with that being said, guys love finding new girls. It feels good.
Okay.
Girls love keeping the same guy.
We gotta catch them. I gotta catch them all.
Gotta
like
catch
Pokemon?
Them all. Yeah, it's a Pokemon. Gotta catch them all.
Pikachuing.
Just going out and getting as many different Pikachus as possible. Oh, different types of Pokemon and trying to catch them all. This is what guys are doing. We just want to go out and find new girl, masturbate to them all, and then forget them all and find a new batch of Pokemon to catch for the next time. It's just what it is. And that's what feels good. And at some point, like, I watch The Bachelor. I love The Bachelor. I live tweet every episode of The Bachelor.
Yeah, you're great at it.
Thank you. I do a review of all The Bachelor at Bachelor is different than Bachelorette, but I do a review of all the contestants. I've been doing it for years. I look at their bios and I make snap judgments based on their pictures and bios.
Okay.
For the Bachelorette, the male contestants, the idea that a 25-year-old is going to come on this show, get 100,000 new female followers, and then just be like, time to get married, is insanity. That he's going to be able to ignore 50 DMs a day. That's why age plays such a part of it. The Bachelorette, Rachel, he was 33, 32, 31, the chiropractor. He had a job. He was all set up. The guys that go through with this whole thing on The Bachelorette are usually older guys because they're exhausted.
Right.
They don't have the energy to go and fucking answer. There'll be five DMs in and they're like, okay, I've already blown my load three times. I need to have a girlfriend.
Right.
So I do think that there's like energy has a lot to do with this thing. Like,
so, but you bring up something good that I wanted to talk to you about.
Is he just like segueing perfectly today or is that just
he's amazing? He's a professional. So I want to segue to another topic I want to talk about, which is like, I think all women are like, okay, is it all bad out there? Like what is the end game here? And like, I sort of feel like women, you said like women are always looking for an answer and sometimes there isn't. Sometimes you were the most beautiful, interesting, exciting person in the world.
Not and it just sometimes, was, all the time. Anyone who gets dumped is a worthwhile person. Sure. Anyone who doesn't have it work out with a guy, you're worthwhile. There's a butt for every seat, okay? There's a guy masturbating to feet, okay? You're someone's foot. I know that doesn't, you can look at that as inspiring or defeating, but the fact is, defeating? It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. Someone's out there. All my friends were a lot like me, and they all figured it out. Married, baby's done. The
so
dream.
Where I'm going with this is, do you think men just hit an age that they're like, okay, I'm going to turn the cab light on. I'm just ready. Like,
or a time, or whatever, age time.
Think,
like,
I think it's more, I think a lot of women like ignore the financial responsibilities that men
well, I guess our thing is like, I always say that women don't have the one that got away because women will change their whole lives when they meet the right person. They could be like not knowing what their future holds and their career. They'll move cities, they'll change jobs. And then guys, like I swear guys have a one that got away because they met that person and they let her slip away because their finances weren't in order. They didn't it wasn't the right time in their life. They were too young.
Absolutely.
And like, we feel like it's such, we hear this time and time again, guys are like, it wasn't the right time. Like they have to be in this like mindset of committing.
Well, I some might think that this isn't fair, but I just think like, first of all, like a lot of women will change their whole lives in a way that you can't believe for men. And like that I can't believe. And I think in a lot of like, listen, I was brought up, a lot of guys were brought up in a house where the dad was the breadwinner. Mom might have stayed at home. And they're like, that's what it is to be a man. Mm-hmm. This is what it is. I have to grow up to be a breadwinner for a household. And at 24, 25, 26, whatever the age may be, they're looking at their career right now, and their aspirations. And maybe they're not working out and it's not the future they saw it being. And maybe it's going to be maybe most of these houses when we get to a certain age are going to be two earner households.
Right.
And then that's a different thing. That's a switch guys have to figure out. Like, you know, I'm not letting people off the hook, because I'm just saying, like, that's the reality. Like, you're going into a brave new world of the working world, where for men, like, if you saw your status was equal to, like, can I provide for my home, but now that's not the reality of your future, you'd be like, I'm not going to fucking settle down until I know I can do that. And we know that women, the minute the clock starts, it fucking starts.
Right.
First date, second date, third date, fuck. Fourth date, fifth date, trip.
I think you skipped a step. For me, it's Instagram story.
Instagram post,
then trip.
Official Instagram.
So first date, second date, third date, fuck. Fourth date, fifth date, sixth date, Instagram story. Seventh date, eighth date, ninth date, Instagram post. 10th date, 11th date, 12th date,
trip.
Weekend trip. Marriage, babies, death.
And we know the clock starts.
But with women, it starts.
Right.
Woody Allen said it. Relationships are like sharks. They either keep moving forward or they die.
Mm-hmm.
So that to me is so apt for that. So like a lot of guys see that like, oh, I've started with someone. Race has started. She's got her friends. They're doing trips already. Mm-hmm. She's got to get to trips. You know? And it's like a lot of guys aren't at the trip stage. A lot of guys are just sitting there being like, I can barely fucking get my rent together and I don't even know what my next job's gonna be. And I think like you said, like women will move or they'll change jobs a lot of times because they're like, they'll be like, I don't care what he does. We're just gonna be together and love will conquer all. Guys are not as fucking romantic with that shit. Guys will be like, well, what if we can't pay rent? You're gonna leave me for the guy that can pay rent.
Right. So do you think like this guy's being ready is like this combo of like financial security and you fucked enough chicks? And then, like, it comes together in this, like...
I don't think the fucked enough chicks thing is what it's as much as it's played up to be. Mm-hmm. Like, I think a lot of guys just want their freedom to do, to, like, get to the place they want to be. And also, you're not the match. Also, we can blame whatever the fuck we want, but a lot of guys I know want to fuck a lot of chicks and are still with the girl that they love.
Yeah.
So like, listen, I don't think that ever goes away. I don't think I ever will get on a subway and not go, fuck, look at that chick. And then go to the next subway car and go, that chick's better.
Yeah.
That one, that dude, fine. You know, like I don't think that'll ever come out of me. And I think that's just the reality of, you know, how we're built up. But I do think that the financial stability and like my job security and things and whether I can grow as a person is something that doesn't get talked about a lot.
Right.
It doesn't, especially from the female side. Like if they say, well, he's busy. If he's, you know, oh, it ended because he wants to focus on his career, that is always considered bullshit because they're like, well, if it was the right match, it would have worked out.
No,
it's like,
I don't know. I don't think that. I mean, and my best guy friend, I mean, when he first started like building his business, making money, like no girl could like penetrate that. Like it was just like, he was like, I'm not having a girlfriend. I'll fuck chicks. He like definitely did that. And I mean, when he finally got together, I don't know how much money he has in his accounts and his business was together. And he was like, time to get a wife.
Or it's not even like the money. It's like more like, oh, I see the path. I see what's going to happen. You know, like I do stand up every single night. When a girl, like when I'm asked like, well, what about next week? I'm like, I'll be on stage. And they're like, well, what's the night? You know, maybe I have an open night once
a
week.
What's your priority?
That is the priority. Maybe I have one night once a week. And then the next week they're like, well, what's that? I'm like, I can meet up late after shows. Well, when do you take a night off? I don't.
Right.
And like, I don't mean that as like, I'm not saying my time is above your time. I'm saying this is what fulfills me and feels like I'm getting to the next step so that I can have a life
right.
so that at 50, I don't have to go every night.
Well, and I think that the message I would like to send to females is like, when you get that vibe from somebody like Jared Fried, that's like just on this mission with comedy and that's, you can clearly tell that's your priority. It's like, if your priority is to find somebody and get married soon, maybe you need to walk away from that person. Like they could be like, Jared's so funny and I like spending time with him and this and this. And it's like, you're impenetrable.
Yeah, and I think certain guys are just closed off to the idea. And also, that's up to the guy to be, like, more honest about what he's looking for.
Right.
And say, hey, you know, and it's okay to be in a relationship with someone and be like, hey, I'm trying this, and then being like, oh, this is the end of the road.
Right.
This is all I got. I can't do the trip. Yeah. I can't do the wedding next year. Like, I can't sign up for that with everything because I'm dating something else.
Yeah,
and right. I think that's...
That was my point, which is, like, sometimes it doesn't matter that if you are the most interesting, smart, amazing human being in the world. Like, if somebody's not ready to be in that, it doesn't matter. You could lose 20 pounds and change your job. It doesn't matter.
But also, the guy has to also be like, hey, this is what I want.
Right.
If you don't want that. The hardest thing for us, the easiest thing for us to give advice on, the hardest thing to take advice on is kind of what I'm noticing, is saying, here's what I want. You can get in the car or you cannot.
Right.
I'm going to be driving. And a lot of girls, you know, when they say, oh, well, I don't want to like, you know, I don't want to be too much. That's them saying, I don't want to tell them what I really want.
Right.
Because I'm afraid that they're going to dump me. But it's not as personal as that.
Okay. So I love gift giving at this time of year, but when finding great gifts, things can really start to add up. And that's why this season I am shopping with Quince. Quince is the go-to place for luxury essentials at affordable prices for everyone on my list, including myself. We'd like to thank Quince for supporting our show. Go to quince.com/GGE to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your order. So I'm really, really glad I found this company and this site. Everything is so affordable, but looks really luxury. So as you're perusing it, they have 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters. They have washable silk tops and dresses. They have cotton sweaters and all kinds of comfy stuff, like just cozy pants that you can wear. I love the colors. I love the styles. But the prices are really the reason to shop here, on top of obviously the selection. Prices are 50 to 80% less than similar brands. So it's unbelievable. It partners directly with top factories to cut out the cost of the middleman, and it just passes the savings directly on to you from Quince. And I just love what they're doing. I love the styles. There's so much variety and it is such a one-stop shop, whether you're shopping for kids, you're a significant other, your parents, anybody will really love this. You can get affordable luxury for everyone on your list with Quince. Go to quince.com/GGE to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your order. That's Quince.com/GGE for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Well, like, what's the alternative, like, with this guy who, like, I just ended up, like, shutting things down with, like, should I have just said to, like, I'm not going to say to a person realistically, like, hey, like, I thought we should, like, you know, hang out and give this a shot.
Sure.
Like, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, but you could say, you're a girl that's out in the city, wants to have fun, wants to go out for a drink with a guy.
Right.
That's not so hard to, that's not such a big thing. You're not asking for anything more than that. Come and spend a night with me. And if he's, like, not even willing to do that, like, then that's your standard. Your standard is, I want to meet someone who's fun to go out with.
Right.
You're not even getting beyond that.
Right.
And it's like, right. If he can't do that, he's the one getting beyond it. He's saying, well, if I go spend a night with her and then we hook up, then maybe she'll think it's something more. And he's the one getting ahead. Guys get ahead way more than girls. Okay. Girls get ahead with, like, you know, could I be with this person? Could I see a life with this person? Guys get ahead with, is she going to be obsessed with me?
And it's like, it's so true.
And it's like, chill out. Like, yeah. Why don't you go out and fucking one drink? And I'm guilty of that. Yeah. I'm not saying I'm absolved of that. I'm just saying that's like, it's a normal thing that I see from a lot of people.
I think that girls get like blindsided in breakups because the guy's like held this stuff in. He's like, I can't hurt her feelings. She's obsessed with me. And then they just literally break and they break up with someone out of the blue and the girl's like, wait, what the fuck? Like, where I wish I just would have had a warning.
Yeah.
You know,
but what's the warning? Like I don't know what the warning is. Right. Like, listen, bitch.
No, I mean, I'm a big fan of like sitting down and being like, hey, this isn't cool. I don't, you know, like just being honest with your partner and like,
yeah, but that's a relationship versus an upfront thing.
I guess I mean more relationships. Like I know girlfriends that have gotten like fucking blindsided when they're like, wait, what the, I thought we were like about to get engaged and now you're just like, oh, this is over.
I mean, right. That happens a lot.
Yeah, Raina was, her engagement party was next morning and he came home and broke up with her. I mean, what?
When he just came home?
Yeah, he came home at 5 o'clock in the morning. He was drunk and he woke me up and he said, I'm
drunk.
Yep. He said, I'm not in love with you anymore and I don't want to marry you.
This is so funny because like...
Is it funny, Jared? Is this funny to you?
Not your situation. I'm saying it's funny because I was saying in the beginning, like women use certain words to get people on their side. It's like, you're like, he's drunk. like this is worked out. This is worked out, feel bad for me material, which I do. It's a horrible story. I'm not saying it isn't.
I don't think I'm asking for sympathy. I'm pretty sure nobody hears it. It's like, you know what? You're being a little too sensitive about what happened.
I know, but I'm saying it's funny because like, you know, the specifics to put in.
Like, well, what I want to articulate
to you. 5 in the morning. Well, 5 in the morning.
I think that it's pertinent.
Yeah, I know, it's just so funny because like, this is a very real, you're very right to put in that information, but it's like this happens a lot. Like I got a girl.
We know how to tell a fucking story.
But this also wasn't like a grown up situation where a sober adult man talked to his sober adult fiance in the middle of the day at an appropriate time. Like, I just want you to know, like in addition to humiliating me, he had to like only do it drunk at 5 in the morning.
But Jared's right. Like pussy, we know how to tell a story to be the victim. But so do guys.
I'm saying I once ended a girl we were like dating for like a month and a half or something and I was like pushing off dates and I text her. I was like, hey, listen, I'm gonna cancel tonight. I just don't see us like being really in a relationship, so I'm gonna like end this now. I really am sorry. And she, her text back was like, I can't believe 3 o'clock on a Thursday is when you would send this. And I'm just like, when would you like to be done?
That literally sounds like the perfect time.
Yeah.
Bring him on the Thursday.
I am at work and it is 3.5 weeks before my half birthday. And like, this is always, I'm just saying like, you're very right to keep these details make sense to me. Your details. But I'm saying I could like literally hear her at a brunch table being like, can you believe text? Over text, we're like a month in. He canceled 7 times before this happened. My half birthday is coming up. You know how important it is for me to have a half birthday on a Wednesday, and he had to end it at work at 3 o'clock when I have a report due 4 days later.
And it's like, I could see her get rallying the troops to like make this like a bigger deal than it had to be. I'm not saying the drunk at 5 a.m. isn't like a big deal.
It sounds like you're telling me I was being a little too sensitive.
No, okay. I'm not saying you're being too sensitive. I'm saying the story's been worked. Like I know that the story has been told, and then your mom looks at you and goes, and he was drunk. like one aunt comes in 5 a.m. Who does it at 5 a.m.? Like I could see the table of Jews congregating. Listen, at this shiva call.
I need you to just give me this. If I had left that out,
we're laughing at it, but I'm saying it's emblematic of other people. Like your situation is rightfully a horrible like story. I'm saying there are other people that are out there doing what you did, but for a very much lesser story. Like, and you can't believe I had one sock on. He knows to do this after I've had both socks on. Like anyone, dumping sucks. Ending things suck. It's never at the right time. There's never been such a thing as like two people looking at each other going, are you done? I'm done. Let's go. Goodbye.
I just I realize like how much I was the man in my last relationship. Oh, really? And he was the girl. Like,
did he do that?
I can't believe you would say this when I'm wrapping up at work.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't you have done it before your shift?
Anybody getting dumped can sound like tragic.
Like,
can you believe he would do such a thing? I'm at work on a Wednesday. A Wednesday. Like anybody who's been dumped can sound like they have a horrible. Like you're so 5 a.m. drunk. Jägermeister. Can you believe he was drinking Jägermeister? I can smell the Jägermeister. Who drinks Jägermeister? Like these stories become things that like friends all.
I want to say, though, I prefer the gift of somebody doing something extra horrible. Like, I would prefer...
That's what I'm saying. It is a gift.
It's a gift.
It's a gift because everyone fucking nuzzles
no,
you.
No, it's real. I got to say this. You guys are so accurate. Like, I remember when I was in Miami and I was like, how am I going to end this with this guy? I already knew it wasn't. And when he yelled at me at dinner for texting, I was like, there it is.
Yelled
like,
at you at dinner for texting.
I mean, we had been like, this was a guy I shouldn't have even gone to visit. And I had this thing in Miami and I was just being an asshole. I didn't care anymore about this guy. So
she
I was
asked to fight.
So
yeah,
I mean,
we've all done that.
I was texting at dinner.
I just don't know how this is going to work. You know,
right. I'm texting at dinner and he got to a breaking point and he was like, can you just like not text at dinner? Like I called you down here to hang out with me. And I was like, there it is. All I needed. And now you yelled at me and now I get to go home.
Yeah.
You are the man in the relationship. Men just like gaslight the shit out of you. They will like look at their phone for a whole hour and you're like, can I just maybe like get your attention for 5 minutes? And they're like, you're crazy.
I can't believe you won't even let me text my mom.
I baited him so badly. And I was like, the second he raised his voice at dinner, I was like, oh, I text my girlfriend. So I was like, I'm out of here.
It's funny that like that's a lesson for any fight. No fight is about the fight.
Right.
It's about something else. Like, hey, you keep texting during dinner isn't you keep texting during dinner. It's I feel uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
In this relationship.
I didn't have sex the night before. It was like, we were just on edge.
So he's got full of cum.
Oh, no.
Just fucking sitting on his own fat balls.
I like pushed him to a breaking point.
Yeah,
and then
okay.
I got to be like, he yelled at me.
Yeah, we've all done that. We've all.
He yelled at me.
The goal of any breakup is to get the other person to break up with you before you have to do it to them.
And
that's
we talked about this before, that situation, I was kind of an asshole.
Sure.
And I don't care, and he never needs to forgive me.
Desperate times, desperate measures.
But, like, we've talked this before, where guys do bad things, and then they have to be absolved from it, and they have to be forgiven, and they'll hound you, and they'll stare at you on The Bachelor while you cry.
Oh,
and,
like, yeah, Ari.
I was like, this
everyone's
guy.
Like, how could Ari not leave? He just dumped Becca, just leave. And I'm like, no, we guys think they can just wrap it up in one couch sitting.
And girls are like, I know I was an asshole. That's fine.
Yeah.
You know, and guys are like, you have to tell me it was okay. I have to hear it was okay.
I have to know that my mom can love me still. Rado, so what happened? So 5 a.m. he comes home. Where was it?
He was a bartender, so he was at work, and then he went out after drinking with some friends.
And he was just like, this isn't going to happen.
Yeah, he, like, woke me up and was just, I was upset because he had told me he was going to stop coming home at 5 in the morning.
But he's a bartender.
I think his shift ended at, like, 1, and he owed me a lot of money, and our engagement party was that weekend, and I just, like, had asked him to stop going on getting all fucked up all the time and spending all this money. Like, maybe come home at 2 instead of 5. And really, I mean, it makes no difference because I was going to be asleep whether he came home at 2 or 5. Anyways, I was just sort of, like, weeping. I was like, I thought you weren't going to do this anymore. Like, come on. And he was like, well, joke's on you because we're not going to get married.
It's interesting that you were like, he owed me all this money, yet we're like, let's get married. Like, to me, that, like –
to me, that's one of those things that
she
like
was a lot younger.
As a man, though, like I don't know. I guess like I have friends that are married, and the one thing they come back with is like they're like it's more mathematical than romantic. A lot of this stuff, and that's like stuff they've said to me where they're like, yeah, you have to like fit with each other in a way that's not romantic.
It's
like
contractual. There's a contractual thing.
Yeah. So like I so when I hear like you know like let's just like you know it's like the couple being like let's just have a baby. It's like yeah, the baby's not gonna fix anything. The marriage is not going to fix the money issues, you know, I don't
right.
know.
So. No, we've talked about this before about how, like, I think when you sign up for a relationship, you sign up for, like, the highs and lows. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I didn't realize, like, when he had these lows, like, lending him money would make him feel so emasculated. You don't, like, think that far down the road. You're just like, this person yeah. needs me. I signed up. I love him unconditionally. I'm helping.
But you're young, and you're like, this is what yeah, it means to younger. Be, like, ride or sure. die. Like, yeah, he'll yeah, it'll yeah. come back to me. One day I'll be in the hole, and he'll help me out. And, like, they can be hot and funny yeah. and amazing and support you, and you trust them. They would never cheat on you, but you have to wake up one day and be like, you're never going anywhere.
Yeah, it's also not hot to be like, hey, can we stay in tonight and cook because I can't afford to go out to dinner this Saturday,
right?
And it's like then you're like, oh man, now I'm cereal dinner family.
We were gonna do a whole episode about money and I'm really excited about it, but do you think that men can exist in a relationship long term where like the female makes so much more money and is more successful?
Yeah, I think that's like I think that can work. I think it also, like, you know, you got to establish a lead and a backup. Like, you know, Chris Rock said it, someone's got to play tambourine. You know, like...
But don't you think for most people it's more comfortable for everybody when the man is...
No, I think that's spot? Just, like, all, like, how the relationship works. Like, you know, I think people who are intimidated by what other people do, like, that's their own problem, not the other person's problem. Like, the, and maybe this oh, isn't sure. the match for you. No, but like I have a lot of women like write in and they're like, well, I'm a doctor, they get weird. And I'm like, to me, that's hot as shit. You know where to put a finger in my ass during a blowjob. Like, that's great. You know, like, for that's what? Like, you know, all the science to that, which is fun. But also, like, you're doing shit. Like, but also, like, I think the people that are the least passionate about something get intimidated by other people's passion.
Right.
So they're like, well, where's my passion? Maybe your passion is just having a family and like being with this person. That's okay. But I think a lot of times if you see someone that's like hard charging, driving towards a goal, people take it as like, oh, well, I don't have that, so I'm going to lash out at them because I don't have that same thing going on.
It's always someone's own shit. Like,
totally.
It's always, yeah.
And but like, I will gladly have a sugar mom.
Yeah?
Happily. Are you kidding me?
All right, so we do like a little game with everybody at the end. We play mansplaining a lot, where we have men explain situations to us, but that was this whole episode.
Yeah.
So I want to play, Ashley won't let me call it Deal or No Deal, so red flag or deal breaker.
I asked a lawyer if we could call it that, and they said no.
That guy that you were dating? That guy?
No, I asked another lawyer. Because it's already a thing.
Anyways, red flag or deal breaker.
That's the show you guys do, right?
We do it at the end of ours, yeah.
Yeah.
So I have like one that I'm super curious about. Somebody has a huge bush of hair, a female.
I'm into bush.
You are?
Yeah, I think it marks a sexuality. I have this theory on it. Waxing is now the normal.
Yeah.
Like, that's just what people do no matter what.
So it's different.
So now, whereas bush, let's go back to, like, the 70s. Bush was like, everyone had bush. And then the girls who waxed were like, ooh, they're thinking about it. They're thinking of sex. They're getting rid of the hair. They're preparing themselves.
Yeah.
Nowadays, everyone wax. Now it's flipped.
Right.
Wax is just what people do. Not even for a guy. Now if I see a bush, I'm like, ooh, they've fashioned this. This has been thought out. It's sexual. It's womanly.
So like a landing strip or like a 1970s
like
afro?
Like spread out to their thighs. That's just lazy.
No, fashioned, but not to the thighs, but also like just the V. I was dating a girl who had it, and I was like, it was sexy. It was womanly. It was
that's.
Nice.
I think that's actually, I've been hearing a lot of that. Like, no, guys don't want this overgrown bush out to your thighs. But, like, I think that they,
yeah.
I hear a lot of guys say that they don't like the full, bald little girl vagina.
That's, I mean, I'm not, like, going to toss it away. But I did date a girl who would, like, she was fashioning, like, it looked like the Botticelli.
Right.
Like, it was, like,
a landing strap or an afro?
It wasn't afro, it wasn't landing strip.
It was just
like a triangle, Like it was the landing strip's a little too much to me. Like it's a little it's like Edward Scissorhands.
I don't get it.
This was just more like it just looked natural. Like it was so natural. It wasn't like you know, it wasn't poofy, but it was I thought it was hot. It was womanly. I just thought it was like really turned me on. I got a ton of bush.
We're going to do an episode on grooming because I am so curious about guys. Like, what are they doing down there?
I'm trying to go with a number two. Like, I want some two hair, guard. Like the shaver, the number two, like a whiffle, a summer haircut. You know, I try to keep up as much as possible, but I've let it go a couple times and been like, where is my penis?
Right.
You know, so I've had that happen, but you know, you try to shave as much as possible. I get my back waxed.
Nice.
I have, you know, you try to shave your butt a little bit, but nothing, you know, beyond that.
Okay, I want to do another red flag or deal breaker because I was listening to one of your episodes the other day while I was laying out in the park, and I sort of like your take on this. Red flag or deal breaker, a girl does not want to use condoms with you.
It's a deal breaker. Deal breaker because it's like I have to be comfortable having sex with the girl too, and I'm just like a big condom guy. Like I'm so fearful of babies, and that leads to like also career stuff, and like that's just me. But if like sometimes you get into these situations where girls are like, well, why aren't you letting, is there something, you know, they see it as a bond of trust for you to go without condoms, and I'm like, I don't even trust you for needing that as a bond of trust. I don't trust your need for that.
Do you not trust birth control?
I don't know enough about it. I trust it. And I'm just anxious. Like, I just know, like, I feel like I was let down by the public school system.
Some girls will just, like, pull the goalie.
I'm just, like, looking to not, I, like, want as much control as possible. And when you have sex with a woman, like, you know, you lose a lot of control. Like, you lose, you know, it's her body. Like, I can't really, I can advise, but I can't direct. So, for me, I'm always like, I'd rather have a condom. I'd rather know that I'm okay. I'm big condom proponent.
So I think a lot of girls don't keep condoms at home because they think it maybe makes them look a certain way. So do you keep condoms at home?
I would love for a girl to keep a condom.
I think there's one somewhere. I'm not a big condom person.
I mean, I'm a fan of you going
I'm
condoms.
A big birth control person.
I'll say this. I've never been with a group of buddies and had one go, can you believe she had condoms at her apartment?
No.
What a slut. Like, that's never happened.
I just don't,
so understand that. So if you're a girl with condoms at your apartment, no guy fucking cares.
Well, my thing is just, like, the way it feels better without a condom. I you know, birth control is so effective, and I never miss a pill. Well,
is the thing. Like, I'm so, like, I don't even know, like I'm so lost with, like, women know all their doctors by first name. I, you know, go in an alley and someone tells me to cough.
But some guys, I mean, I worry about this all the time. Like, especially when my brother was, like, you know, playing football in college, I was like, just be so careful. So, like, I'm the one that doesn't have to be so crazy about condoms because I know what I'm doing, and I'm not going to get pregnant. If I do, there's no baby happening.
But you don't know what the other person's doing.
I can understand as a guy that fear, and that would be so terrifying of, like, I don't know this bitch like that. Like, what if she secretly wants a baby?
That sucks.
And my life is ruined.
That's why, like, for me, I'm like,
I get it. I get it more for guys, honestly.
And I, you know, that's even not even getting into STDs and stuff like that. Like, of course that's a fear. But more importantly is, like, I'm like, fuck. Just let's fucking, I don't understand. Like, there's a lot of guys out there I've heard that are like, a good doesn't feel as good. And I'm like, I don't even get where you must have no anxiety.
Okay, so I want to wrap this up.
Sure.
We are so excited that you came on the show.
Thank you for having me.
We love Jared's podcast. Please check it out. Tell everybody all the places they can find you.
You Up Podcast. Go check it out. If you enjoy this show, I'm sure you'll enjoy that. The You Up Podcast. I'm on Instagram, @JaredFried. I love Instagram. I do a lot of different shit on there. I do dudes watching rom-coms, and I do just tons of shit. So @JaredFried.
And every Monday night, Bachelor tweet.
I live tweet the Bachelor.
Bachelorette tweet.
Every Monday, very funny stuff.
And Tuesday morning, I put up on Instagram like a recap.
Okay. Jared does stand up. We're going to put on our Instagram story the dates you can find him. Do you have a website where they can look?
JaredFried.com, but also June 27th and 29th, I'll be at Philadelphia at the Punchline. July 11th, I'll be at Charleston, South Carolina at the Uptown Social. It's a new bar my buddy just opened. And then July 14th, Laughing Skull Lounge in Atlanta,
my favorite comedy club.
There it is. I'll be there. So, but jaredfreed.com, at jaredfreed on Instagram. That's where to find it all.
Cole, we are so excited you came on the show. Thank you so much
for coming back.
Hope you guys love this. Check out his show. Check out his dates. You can check us out on Instagram at Girls Gotta Eat Podcast. We love your DMs. We love the screenshots of your conversations with your friends. Tell us how we've changed your life. We love that stuff. What else, Ash? Anything?
That's it. I'm tired.
I'm tired, too. I have a thing to do tonight.
Facebook, Twitter, we're there, too. And we will see you guys next week.
Have a great week, guys.